Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Elizabeth Sadhu. Welcome to Asadhu Shares. I'm the Angelic Ambassador of Joy, amongst other things, and Life Guide. So honored to have you join me today, or could be later if you're listening later. Anyway, let me start with the tuning in chat. Om Namo. Gurudev Namo. I bow to the ancient, divine, infinite wisdom that's within me and all around me. And this is for all of us. This is for you as well as for me. Although the angels laugh and say they think it's silly that I even feel like I need to tune in since I am tuned in. But I feel like it helps me be centered, and I love chanting. So anyway, there you go. So today, oh my gosh, it's been such an interesting time. I know that I've been going through some deep healing work, and gosh, wasn't sure, you know, how much I wanted to share here. Although one of the things I was coming to me to share was just about loving ourselves exactly as we are. I mean, I know this has kind of been my repeat mantra, you could say. But I was having one of those weeks, at least so far, it's only Wednesday, I guess, where I was feeling really dissatisfied, like I'm not good enough, it's not enough, and that type of thing. And, you know, I know it's pretty normal, you know, we all have those moments. But I just thought, I'm so done with this. I don't want to feel that way anymore. And, you know, was having one of those comparing myself to other people and feeling like what I do isn't very exciting or interesting. And I can just hear my mentor Michael saying something like, cut it out, you know, don't do that. Don't feel that way. He's always so supportive. Anyway, just interesting stuff. At one point, I realized, I know that I'm in this very deep intrauterine healing. And so what I finally was really getting very clear about, because I was even having these moments of feeling kind of hate for myself. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so done with this. And so I finally took a moment and asked, is this me? Is this my stuff? Are these my feelings? And I got no. And I got that because it was that deep intrauterine stuff, it was really kind of how my mom was feeling when she was pregnant with me, which makes complete sense. And even though I've certainly had many of those moments in my life, I realized it was part of this whole healing process for myself, and that it's like, okay, you know, get out the big scissors and cut the cord and let it go. You know, even kind of thinking of it as an intrauterine thing, imagining the birth, you know, and being birthed and cutting the cord. You know, there you go. What better way to kind of describe it, or metaphor, or whatever you want to call it. Anyway, so last night I was starting to listen to a woman who seems very neat, you know, spiritual being, blah, 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 blah. You know, she does whatever kind of, you know, working with people. And I noticed she charges $300 a session. So, of course, you know, immediately in my part of my 3D mind is like, oh, well, she must be really good or whatever. But and, you know, there was this part of me that wanted to do a session with her, but I kept getting really clearly no. You know, my guides are like, no, you don't need to do that. And when I look at her face, I can just see the kind of forced smile And you know, she actually had some really lovely interactions with her through Facebook. She seems like a really awesome woman. But I look at her face and I think she doesn't have it any more together than I do. I mean, so it was again this kind of looking outside myself for something, right? Some click, something, oh, it's going to fix me right now. And I thought, oh my God, that's just so beautifully human, right? We want that quick fix. We want that. I'm something's wrong with me, so therefore I have to fix it, which really my guides say that's not what it's about. You know, it's really about totally loving, accepting ourselves exactly as we are right now. That is the key. And of course, it's a hard piece sometimes. It feels almost impossible, right? And it's cracking me up. I have to laugh just because, like, how many times have I talked about this? So, okay, God, angels, beings, everybody, help me get there. You know, I want to be there. And so anyway, it's been kind of a challenging week for me. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little bit choked up here. I just want to be done with self-hate. I want to be done with the not thinking I'm good enough. You know, that's old shit. So I'm sure it's just come up again to help. The home office usually orchestrates this kind of thing and helps you work through it, right? So anyway, that feels like it's time to move on. It's time to just be okay, right? And so anyway, oh, I started to tell you. So last night, I was seeing that this particular woman I was talking about had done a kind of a, I guess she was on somebody else's radio show, and you know, she has this special offer that, you know, she did this trip, and oh, it's all about ascension, you know, activation, and blah 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 blah, you know, all this bunch of stuff, which, you know, and she's charging, oh, it's like 86% off, and it's a really good deal, and I just, you know, I had a moment where, oh, maybe I should do that, and the guides were like, no. And so I did not get on the call last night for the radio show, but then I got the replay of it. So I started to listen to it and I thought, you know what? This is not, I don't need this. Again, it's one thing. You know, I actually haven't done that in a while. So it was interesting to go down that path. Like, here it is again. This, I'm thinking, oh, if I listen to this, it's going to do something for me, it's going to change something. That's not it. It's and then of course I started having all these thoughts like, oh, I'm going to do my radio show tomorrow, and so I need to do it in a different way, or I need to be more global or galactic or something. And, I mean, really, what I do is I don't even quite describe it. I mean, I we came Michael, my mentor, came up with a great term, life guide. And I really feel strongly that I do have something. You know, I know I talk to the angels. I can talk to people who are not in this world anymore. I mean, I have so many skills, and so it's been when I can be in that space, then I'm surprised that I can be in the other space of not thinking, you know, kind of thinking I don't have anything, right? Or thinking I need to be more galactic or something. I mean, I don't know. I've seen people do some of the wildest and coolest of things, you know, and it's like, well, that's not what I do exactly. I can help you get to kind of right to the grit of what it is you need to work through and right that second. I'm really good at that. And I have really clear connection with my guides and angels, and I believe I can help people have that also. I mean, it's so funny trying to describe what I do, because I know that whenever I get with somebody, it's always a little bit different. You know, I do sound healing, which some people love it and some people it does nothing for them, which is totally fine, you know. And I just have these moments where I'm like, I really want to do something, you know, I want to be helping. And then of course, then I go get in a little bit of a funk like as part of my healing. So who the heck knows? And one of the nice things about doing this radio show is that I guess it really is a way to help me kind of talk it through. So it helps me. Hopefully, it's helping anyone who's listening. I tend to be pretty transparent about what I'm going through, and I guess I feel like it's part of what I do to serve the world, because I feel very, very strongly that, you know, if I can get the self-love thing, others can get the self-love thing, and really that's about a profound contribution to the world, to the universe, you know. It's in some ways it's about the simplest thing possible, you know. But then again, on the other hand, it's really very complicated, complex, intense, you know, amazing, difficult, challenging experience, you know, because I have to accept all the parts of me, not just, oh, I have nice hair or whatever. It's, you know, it's my tummy. It's my, the fact that I seem to be really obsessed with butter right now. Oh, boy. So anyway, who knows what all that means, but I seem to just go along every day, and I try to flow with each day and just have a lot of time where I'm just being. You know, I'm in a really good situation now where I don't have a lot of things pulling on my time, and so it's really been a good, wonderful opportunity for healing and growth. And you know what? I'm going to turn 58 in August. You think I would have kind of gotten here already? I've been working on this for a long time. Well, in some ways, I feel like my whole life, you know. But I took my first yoga class when I was 15, so sheesh, long time ago. Even though I know I was searching for something before that, I really remember in grade school thinking, maybe when I get to junior high, I'll find it. And I didn't know what it was. And then remember, I was in junior high thinking, well, maybe I'll find it in high school. And so then I remember I was probably 14 or 15, and I went with a friend to the Catholic Church thinking I would find it there. And I'm still kind of wondering if the service had been in Latin, I might have kind of clicked with it, because I like sound current so much. But the service was in English. So sorry, Catholicism, you missed your opportunity with me. But then I went, my uncle had become a Sikh, and so I went to a yoga class with my mom and my grandma to check it out, and Kundalini yoga class, which is connected with the American Sikhs. And that, I got the click. Something just really clicked for me. I really love the yoga. I love the chanting. Well, holy cow, look at that. We're almost out of time. She just announced that I have 90 seconds left. So anyway, never, I never gave up. I never gave up, and I'm still on my path. And I love my path. I have most amazing husband and amazing children, lovely friends. I feel a little alone sometimes. I'd love to have some more kindred spirits to talk about some of this kind of stuff. But that's where I really feel very blessed to have my lovely, fabulous mentor, Michael J. Lincoln. So thank you, Michael, for being there for me. Anyway, so time's about up here. That's always so funny how that happens. And I just thank you all for being there, for listening, and hopefully you get something out of this too. And remember, love yourself. Love all of your parts. Take the parts that you really can't stand, you thought you couldn't stand, and love them up, because that's so, so important. It's my guides tell me that is the key to everything. It really, really is the key. All right, a few seconds left. So many, many blessings today and every day on your journey. Much love to you all. Thank you.